people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back, hang out, have a conversation, share some talking points, and see if we can't take some of these talking points and go out and share them with everybody else. See where the conversation takes us. So I don't normally announce episode numbers, but this is number 52. Everybody likes to wait for the round 100 or the 300 or whatever. 52 episodes, one episode a week means I've been doing this for a year. So I'll start off by thanking everybody for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for helping me make it to my first mile marker. Do appreciate it. And for this one year conversation, I'd like to go a little bit out there. I'd like to kind of venture out and talk about something that's kind of, I don't want to call it paranormal or something like that, but definitely not your typical conversation as far as I've come across. But deja vu, and I'm sure everybody's heard of it, that feeling when you've been somewhere before, you know you've been at that location, you've felt it, you've seen it, you've experienced it, and yet there's no way it could have been. Now, there's days at work and other points in life when life gets monotonous and do the same thing every day, and you wake up and you make a coffee, and you wake up and you make a coffee. I'm not talking about times like that. I'm talking about times where it's guaranteed you've never been in that place before. Let's step back just a little bit. Deja vu, for me, the way I experience it, is the times that I dream. I'm not a frequent dreamer, but I do dream every now and again. And it's not every time that I dream. It's one in a million dreams or whatever. It's a minuscule amount. But you'll have these dreams. You'll be like, oh, this is an interesting place. This is an interesting feeling. It is what it is. It's just a dream. And you don't think anything of it. And then maybe a week, a month, the year goes by. And then I'll be standing there. I'll be interacting with someone. And it'll be like, kind of like getting hit with a wave at the beach, so to speak. Not one of those big ones that topples you over, but just one of those, like, kind of pushes you, kind of wakes you up, kind of sits there and go, pow. You kind of feel it. And I look around, and I know it. One of the second most recent one was after a wedding that I had gone to. I was at an after party, and we were at the friends of the groom's house, and they had just bought that house like a month beforehand. I had just met them that day and joined them to the after party. And as I'm sitting there hanging out on the back porch, I look around and I'm like, I've been here before. I know this. And it was kind of crazy because, again, there's no way, absolutely no way I could have experienced that. And it was just kind of a recertification that I had been there. And that one was a longer realization. The most recent one, I was on a trip down in Colorado. And again, at a place it's my first time in Colorado. My first time to the place I was staying. First time hanging out with the group of people that I was hanging out with. And as we're all walking out of the building that morning, there it is, that feeling, that knowledge, that experience. You just, as you're walking, that frame comes across your vision. You sit there and you go, I know, I've been this, I've been here, I've done this. It's a surreal and awesome experience, and yet oh so confusing. I don't necessarily have an answer for what it is. I have my theory, and these experiences, I've had them off and on through my life. It's not a consistent thing. It's not a superpower that I know how to control. But under my belief, under this subject, in my working theory, I come from a strong Celtic or Gaelic background. And when I think of that, I think of the Druids, I think of just their in touchness with nature and woodland spirits and all the silly stuff like that. And I kind of wonder if, we can also, the shamans. I'm not thinking about who's that late night lady, Miss Cleo. Nowhere near Miss Cleo. I'm not looking into a crystal ball. I'm tapping into something. But I feel like there might be some sort of connection to my Gaelic heritage, my Celtic heritage. Again, that connection with spiritualism, so to speak. And I wonder if back in the day, back when, the tribes were an actual thing before the Romans came in and decimated them, if there were teachings or understandings, rituals, where you could prep yourself, you could train yourself. But growing up, I didn't have that. That's kind of a recent understanding, or again, working theory. All of these kind of still sit in my mind as working theories. But when I was growing up and I was experiencing these kind of deja vu episodes, sitting there going, again, I've never been here, but I know it. I know I've been here. I couldn't tell you what happens next, but again, it's that one fleeting moment as it goes by and you sit there and you go, I've been here. When I was a kid, I imagined that life was a VHS tape and it would play through, and when it was done, you hit stop, you hit rewind, you hit play. Now, to some people, that's definitely kind of a dismal feeling. And I've definitely had my points in life where that I would absolutely not appreciate to relive those moments. But again, a VHS tape where you hit play and you watch a movie a handful of times, you know what's coming up next. You know certain scenes. But the thing that kind of built on top of that VHS theory that I had, and I was listening to another podcast the other day talking about black holes and kind of hurt my feelings on my theory, but I'm going to stick to my theory. I'm going to stick to my fun idea. We got black holes out there in the universe. What do black holes do? They suck up everything and they compress it. And science tells us of the Big Bang. Now, what's to say that we live this life and the universe as it expands and grows, and then we live our life and then we perish and we go get buried or get ashes thrown to the wind or however we choose to go. And life goes on, time goes on. The sun explodes, turns into a black hole, and sucks everything in. You're that dirt. You're that ash. You're that part of nature now. You've been sucked into the black hole, compressed into a tiny little point the size of a pinhead. And you're shot out the other side, creating that Big Bang again. But technically that would be a different universe. But maybe it's the same universe, or it's a shared storyline. Maybe someone's taken a magnet to the VHS tape, kind of messed with it here and there bits. But the tape kind of still stays intact. Parts of life are repeated, other parts are scrambled, and you don't know what's next. Under other current theories or mind games, however we want to phrase these, maybe it becomes some point of you're tapping into, or you're looking into, the simulated universe. Life is a simulation. I'm sure we've heard of that. And that gets complex and gets kind of scary when you start thinking about simulated universe, and then there's that lack of free will kind of deal, and I don't like that. It's possible, but I don't like that. But one thing that I've felt with deja vu, for the most part, most of the time when I experience that wave that, hey, I've been here before, it's under emotional circumstances. And like I said, that first example after a wedding, granted, I was not directly involved in the wedding. I was just there, but it was, again, a strongly emotional time frame. That trip that I was on, emotional time frame. It was kind of that click. It was something there, something that I was in touch with. And so part of me thinks, again, going back to that shaman, the Gauls and the rituals and whatnot, that maybe it is possible to be that Miss Cleo, be that person that's able to experience and see. Or maybe it is just that moment where your personal energy kind of reaches out and touches across space and time. But I also feel that partly, again, with that simulation theory or the VHS tape, that it's a matter of we have our free will. Maybe there are multiple millions and millions of universes based on our free will choices. They're kind of all planned out, but depending on whether you turn left or right, kind of impacts which trail you're going to be at a year or two down the road. And maybe it's a matter of when you're sitting at that crossroads and you get that dream, and then when you get there, it becomes a realization that either you're on the correct path, or maybe you've just been down this path before, and then you turn left and turn right or whatever. Because like I said, there's been times where I haven't experienced anything for a year or two, three or four or five, just haven't noticed them. I haven't seen them. And then there's points in time where I notice them all the time, more or less. I don't know. Again, it's kind of a fun idea. Something for a year's worth of sharing ideas. Venture off my regular path of ranting and raving or other general discussions, whichever you want to classify that as. But I'm Billy Bones. BILLYBON. The number 3S. You find me on Twitter @ Billy Bones. Got a website, BillyBones.com, all spelt the same. You find old podcast episodes there. You find new ones after this one. You find the contact page. You send me an email or join the Discord server. Get in contact with me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you feel. Maybe you got some talking points you want to share with me. You can tell me what I got right. Tell me what I got wrong. Shoot some questions. Shoot some answers. Thank you again for listening. I'm going to keep plugging away at this. And if you found any value in the show, I'm going to be working on the value for value model, but the only value I'm going to accept in return as of right now, just share the show or share some comments. I love you guys. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.